Hallelujah. I'm so glad to see you again. Since I founded this church, it was my actually first time to be gone for a month. I felt really like I had a break. Since then, up to now, all the ministry was taking place. And then this time I went to Korea. I actually applied for the green card, permanent residence visa. I went to the World Mission Convention and went to the church of Pastor Yu. And 20 years ago, it was very, like 20, 30 people gathering at the church. But now it's like about 1,000 people gathering, and then remnants are really grown up. And they will have the ministry of the school and the teams and all the system. It was all invisible, but it was quietly taking place, and I really received the challenge and grace. Then this church to the 70 tribes, to the 70 nations, to the 70 disciples, 70 fields, we really have to keep praying for those things. And then we really have to have the second challenge and really hope that this church will be growing. Today's title is the Disciple Movement. The Disciple Movement, Matthew 28:16-20. Colossians 2:2-3. If you look at it within the Christ, in Christ there's a treasure of the name, in the name of Christ, within the Christ. All the problems has been solved by Christ. Why is that? Because within the Christ, everything is hidden. That's why Christ is all the solutions for all the problems. But if you realize it, when you realize it and then enjoy it, is the walk of faith. Going to the church, attending the church diligently is not the walk of faith. Realizing Christ, enjoying Christ, and find all the blessings, and possess all the blessings in the Christ, and then you enjoy that. That's the walk of faith. So you shouldn't be busy with anything else, but we should be more realize more and enjoy more in this treasure mystery in Christ. And in another word, you have to experience that, and that's the walk of faith. And Mark 9:29. And the darkness cannot be bounded down if it's not by Christ Jesus. So God really proclaimed all the name of Christ, the gospel, through the 70 disciples and all the people. Then God really fulfilled the covenant to really give them, make them, let them receive the salvation. So all the sick people were healed, but they're not really recovering. So disciples came back to and then asked Jesus, just like you, I was proclaiming the Christ, then the demon didn't really cast away. And then Jesus said, if it's not by the prayer, then this work of the devil will not go will not be gone. So walk of faith is also the walk of prayer. You really need to enjoy that prayer, secret of prayer, to really move the throne. That is the enjoyment of the transcending of the places, times. We have many concerns, anxieties, worries, disappointment, discouragement. All these things really happen to us. But if it's not with the prayer, we can't really do anything with those things. So what's the walk of faith? That is the life of prayer. So you really have to have the life with the prayer, within the prayer. All these concerns, conflicts coming to you, coming to this church, even if you have lots of worries and you fasted and all these things, still you cannot really solve all those things. So what's that second walk of faith? Is that after you really, the more realization you have in Christ, and then you have no choice but to have more prayer time. If it's not Christ, and then the darkness will not be crumbling down. If the darkness is there, there is the conflict, there is the fight, there is the battle among the spouse, with the kids, within the family. The darkness will be just working because they can't really you cannot really match with their mind and heart. So we cannot really see the darkness working. So what's the second walk of faith? Is that to have the life of the prayer, the spiritual life. Your spiritual state will be changed because only God can solve everything. That's why you get the key of the prayer. And I really bless all of you to enjoy this secret mystery. If you have the ministry, you're not going to have the ministry with what you experienced and what you have in your hand, because the darkness is just really tying them up. So if you don't break down them, then you cannot really do anything. After you break down the darkness, and then God's kingdom will be established upon them. So that's why you have received authority to break down the darkness. So whatever it is, you just bow down before God, and then you pray, and then God will work upon everything and at the throne in heaven. So you really have to have that belief and faith, and you have to pray. Matthew 24:14. The gospel of the kingdom will be preached to in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. Then the end will come. You will stake your life for the sake of the evangelism, the missions, and not only for your generation, but for the next generations as well. You and I really stake our life and live our lives for the sake of the evangelism and missions and next generations. God raised us as the witnesses. That's my life. That's our lives. Then these three things are taking place. That's what we call the walk of faith. We listen to the message, then you realize well in Christ and having the enjoyment of the mystery of Christ. But if you do that all the time, then you always know it, know things, and that's it. That's the end. So if you have some difficult times, you just use your thoughts and you use your brain and try to solve it, and then you will hit the limitation. Indeed, God said, if it's not the prayer, then the darkness cannot be bound down. So you really have to have the life of a prayer to break down the forces of darkness, and then from that darkness you will have the life to revive others on this earth. Our life is just temporary. Even if you can live for 100 years, actually our life is such a short period of time. If you go over 100 years, and then usually people die. With the diligence, still people will die. Our target and the value of our lives is to revive other lives. That's why the earth is revolving, and then that's why the politicians, all these intellectuals had really developed this world. This time I was thinking like this through the World Mission Convention. Of course, it was the online. It was offline, and it's been for some years. In the testimony, usually we have the subtitles on the screen. Japan, America, and all the people were there gathering in this convention. Some countries have some 3 or 4 missionaries dispatched, or some country they didn't really do. That there are not so many. There are many countries that no one was dispatched as the missionaries. And I really thought that it's all empty parts really exist. Even if you look at the Japan and the fields in Japan, I really thought that there's lots of places to really go and then proclaim the gospel. Then no matter what to take, I really have to make sure that to revive all these fields, and I really have to dispatch all these missionaries to all these places, empty places. Then I was thinking this kind of thing a lot. Then this time I visited this multi-ethnic church. Pastor Ruchiwon really hugged me. Can I call you older brother? Then to my sister. To my wife, and then he called her my older sister. And he was so happy to see us. Then in that church, they actually supported us for the flight tickets and everything. And all these fees for this camp and the convention. Then they thought that they invited us. Then even at the Saturday, they didn't really contact me and telling me about this to give the message or something. Then I received the message. Then for the next time you can just give us the message. But they supported us financially a lot. Then I really searched, and then I went there to visit them. Then this Pastor Ruchiwon really felt so happy to see us. Then he even said, "I really want to call you older brother." He really looked older than I am. I was actually older. I was using this formal language, but he even called me. He told me that can I call you older brother, and then can I call you older sister? Then he even gave us the money to really enjoy to welcome us, and then we had this mish. So yes, next week, please give us the message. And then the pastor really invited us, so happy to see us. This multi-ethnic church, they used like 6 million won already for us, to support us. It's a lot of money in Korea, to be honest. But even the remnants, elders, church officers, I couldn't really express this, but they're just so quiet. And then they had this system. When the new family came for the first time, and then there won't be any new families that they don't come for the second time. So they have all this tarpan system all over the fields. So that's how this church really developed and grew. I really, really thought that they're really looking for, that they were really huge. Then they do have their lots of remnants. Then in total, they have like around 100 youth. Then I was really, today it's a little more than usual, but this time I really couldn't really receive the grace. Ah, I really wanted to share this story with them. Right now, the deaconess and the senior deaconess, all these church officers, they just need to give all your babies to the people. Because it's not only us gathering here. There are people who are really given the worship online. But if there are fewer people like this in the choir, then... So you shouldn't, without my permission, don't go back and forth. Because the choir is very important. So the kids, your kids, you just need to support them. And then you really have to make sure that you have to pay attention to these things. Because that's what I was thinking, to give the worship. First service, second service, we only have two services. Then this pastor's church have first to fourth services. The multi-ethnic church, they have like new family. Then they will go to first, and they will go to second. And some pastors will go to second and third services attending. The pastor Liu's church, they will start having the kindergartens. So this church really supported six families of the missionaries, and using about 10 a billion won to support them. So our walk of faith, what is the walk of faith? These three things are part of your life. That's the walk of faith. John 6:29. God's thing. What is the God's thing? If you say the walk of faith, and the God's thing is that you devote yourself and you stake your life, and then that's how you say that that's the God's thing. What's the biblical way to say God's things? What's the definition? What's the meaning of that? To believe in. To believe in who has been sent. Jesus answered, the work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent. Who God sent? It was Christ. So believe in Christ, believe in Jesus in a correct way. That's the work of God, the things of God. You really have to do the things in the correct way. All the treasures, mysteries is really hidden in the Christ. And you really have to realize and find it in a correct way. That's the work of faith. Of course, devoting is very, very good to do. But first thing to do is that the belief in Christ in a correct way. Matthew 16:13-20. Many people really followed Jesus because he was really making all these miracles, and lots of people saw that the sick people got healed and got recovered from the sickness. Then Jesus asked to the apostles, who do they say I am? Lots of people said, you are the John the Baptist and the Jeremiah. Then lots of people had the wrong faith in Christ. And then Jesus asked to the Peter, who do you say I am? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what Peter answered. Then all the blessing had been given to Peter. I will build my church on the rock. And then the Hades, we cannot overcome you, and I will give you the key for the heaven. When does God really give you the true blessing? When you really realize the gospel, when you really realize the Christ, and then everything will be given to you. You really have to have this walk of faith. 1 John 5:1. What does it say? Everyone loves the Father, love. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone is born from the Christ, and those who really confess the Christ. John 1:12. Those who believe in his name, that he gave the right to become the children of God. What's this confession? The verse 13 said that it's not natural nor of human. So only by the God. It's not because you just confess the. It's not only with the confession of the faith, but you really need to be born from the Christ. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then you really accept Christ as your master. It's really important to be a child of God like that. Hebrews 3:1. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Christ, on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as your apostle and high priest. Right now, today, Jesus Christ, in the Jesus Christ, there is everything. And those who have accepted Christ and believe in Christ have received the blessing of everything. So whenever you really must think about the Christ in the depth, what's the opposite word of the depth? It's the opposite is the shallow. You just realize you believe in Christ very shallow, in the shallow, and then you understand only that much of Christ, and you're really thinking that you know Christ. You just believe in Christ, and then you may say that, oh, I believe in Christ for decades. If you don't really have the answer that Jesus is the Christ and all the solutions, then your belief is very shallow, because everything is in the God's, is in the Christ. So you must really deeply realize. Oh, it's I just know Christ, and then it's Jesus Christ is all the solutions. Then the spiritual, maybe you can just do up to some point, but that's only true among the humans. But with spiritually, communication with God has disconnected, because you must really imprint that no matter what happens, the God's word is had been fulfilled. So your conflicts and your worries, that you don't need to do that because God's word had been fulfilled. So you really have to have the life of prayer to really move the throne through prayer. That you, I really bless you to have that walk of faith like that. The 1 John 3:8. The one who does what is sinful is out of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. If you are born as a descendant of the Adam, it doesn't matter if you're successful or wealthy. All these things cannot really solve our spiritual problems. We cannot really solve the problem of Satan. We cannot really solve the background of hell and disaster and sin. Only Christ can solve these problems. We need to know that in the depth, deeply. And this is how the Satan was working upon me. And then the Christ who crushed the head of Satan can please work upon my life. With that, you just complain and whining, and then you feel bad about something. Just quietly, you need to pray to move the throne of heaven. That's your walk of faith. All the Confucianism and Socrates and the Buddha and everyone, they are still the descendants of men. Then they couldn't really solve their fundamental problems, but they died. But the people just made them idols. Then all these things is just passed on to the non-believers. So that's why non-believers will go to the idols to worship whenever they have the problems. But then the answer, true answer, had been given to us. Then delivering this answer to the other is what we call the evangelism. Romans 8, 1 to 2. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You and I, 100%, we have met Christ. Where did these three problems solved? John 19:30, that everything has been accomplished on the cross. So now I need to know this fact and then believe in it, and that's a walk of faith. Please enjoy this and the secret. Why it's a God's thing to really realize the Christ in the correct way? Because Christ is the one who really solved these fundamental spiritual problems that no one can solve. That to the new people, to the older people, all the church members, all of us may have the spiritual problems appeared. We really have to know the depth of Christ, because in Christ, all the treasures and all this God's grace is really in the Christ. Who is the disciple? The someone who will react to this mystery, the mystery of this work. The disciple will realize and enjoy this and react to this mystery of Christ, because through Christ you have received eternal life. And on this earth, we just temporarily live on this earth, and then we will, at the end, we end up with death. But the eternal people, eternal life will live forever, because that's being guaranteed. Among the pastors, there are the disciples. Among the church leaders, there are true disciples. Among the remnants, there are the disciples. For what? Now, what do? They really know that they believe in the Christ, Jesus, and then through Christ, and everything had been really finished, accomplished. We really have to find out these disciples for the sake of 70 tribes and 70 nations. The headquarters has changed lots of systems. All the tribes were working separately, but individual church will support the churches among themselves, and then they will dispatch. So it's not really about the headquarters. The individual church has been really changed. In a church in Korea, there are churches who really have the good ministry and support the churches, and then they have the 237 nations, like free contact, free ministry, and they really prepare themselves, and they're preparing themselves to really revive. Then maybe individual church may have the seminary. Then I think it's really normal to happen with our church, Pakistan, Africa. This ministry is just continuously taking place, and what they want is that to build the seminary school. We need to receive the qualification of the license of the to become the pastors. In Pakistan, there are lots of doors to open, and then all the pastor ministers, someone who really have the members of the church, like 200, 300 people, then that this pastor really have the hope to really have the seminary. We really need to do that. Those who are in English-speaking countries, and they're all like got together, and then they started praying. The seminaries, we really need to have someone who raise up the people who can really have the influence. And in August, we have the retreat, and there are two people who will come to our church, and then all these people will come, and then will get trained, and then go back. Then they want to pay their own costs, and then they want to join us. We pray for the 237 nation. We pray for the 5,000 disciples. These people are very great, great fields. And through the online, we have received that God has really founded the system to really revive all these 5,000 tribes. And the media team of this church is very important because they're listening to our messages, and then they are really listening to the messages in English, and they are also reading all these materials translated into English. So you shouldn't be just looking at our church. You should really look at the flow of this age. Then there are lots of prayer topics that you can pray, and there are lots of parts that you can devote yourself. From now on, we should really raise up the pastors and missionaries and dispatch them to their countries. You really, really have to prepare for it, and we have to open our spiritual eyes. So if we prepare that part, and then those churches who can really can see the age and the flow, this church will be reviving more and more. But those who can't, then they have no choice but to be closed down. What kind of disciples were prepared? Jochebed, the mother of Moses, like Jochebed or Abraham. Abram and Jethro. When these church lay leaders were raised up, and then that's when the Exodus was taking place. After all, it's all about the disciples. all the people of this church should really realize the Christ in the correct way, and then all of us should be, all of you should become the disciples, all of you. You can receive the disciples and all these trainings, and the new family member came to this church, and they should be trained as well. And please look at the age of the conquering the land of Canaan. Joshua, Caleb, Rahab. Joshua and Caleb were from the beginning, they were following the Moses, and they saw all these miraculous works from the beginning till the end. But Rahab only heard the rumor of all this work. She didn't really follow Moses, but through the rumor, she realized God's work. And then this Rahab was really prepared in the field. So the disciples were prepared already. I really believe that you are the prepared disciples. And in the field, in each field, you are the one, you are prepared to be the disciples to revive the field. Please look at the age of the Palestine. Through Hannah, Samuel was born. Through when the David was prepared, and then one age was really revived. Before I went to Korea, we were talking about these individuals. Then we were talking about the message. And then these people are the ones who really enjoyed the blessing of the throne, who were in the age of Assyria. King Hezekiah. These kind of disciples really revived the age of Assyria. If you look at ourselves in humanistic way, we don't really have anything to boast about. Then we just could barely make our own livings. But for what reason God gave us and made us realize this gospel? But these successful people in the world, they cannot really revive and live themselves if it's not the power of the gospel. I really believe that God called us to really revive these people. And within the God's grace, everything can be done. It's not because I can do things well. It's because God gave us the grace. Then we can do everything. So if you think about yourself, there's nothing you can offer to God. There's no background to offer to God. Even you can do this ministry, you can do these missions in Japan. That's the God's grace. They're having this church to proclaim the God's word, and the gospel is a God's grace. Then you are the ones who receive this grace. This grace should be declared in the field in this country, and you must really find the 70 disciples and then conquer the fields, 70 fields. It's okay to really think about what to eat and all that, but all these physical things will be just taking place and will follow you. What God wants us to have, that having this absolute mission. Please look at the age of Aram. Who was there? Obadiah, the church leaders like Obadiah. Obadiah, who really feed the 100 prophets, he received his salary, and he put all these things to feed these 100 prophets. And then through this work, and then all the dolphin movement was taking place, and 3,000 disciples, 7,000 disciples were raising up, and Elijah and Elisha. These people raised up. Even if the pastors are doing well, then they cannot really do by themselves. So this Azov Gospel Church should really receive the blessing of the Obadiah. We shouldn't have any walk of faith or life to just make our living barely, and then you should really believe, and you should really believe that you actually have received the power to transcend all the ability to overcome everything. It's all about your vessel, your mind, your heart should be really big. Then when you used up all the money, then you will try to save up. But your vessel will be shrunk and got smaller all the time. The people's habits and the natures will have no choice but to be like that. So whenever these missionaries come to our church, I really want to give this to the 1 million won. So the Samunin said that it's usually only to the pastors, but not to the pastor's wife. But I've never heard, I've never seen the pastor. This Ryu Chiwon, Pastor Ryu Chiwon. So he said it's so classy. I've never done that. And only through you, the church officers, if the Samunin is there, the pastor's wife is there, then we can really show our thankful heart to the pastor, not only to the pastor, and also pastor's wife. So we have to really prepare a vessel. If it's a vessel is small, then we can't really put many things. So we really have to prepare the big vessel and then fill it. Babylon. I'm kind of recapping what I said a month ago. So three friends in the age of Babylon, Mordecai and Esther, and Daniel and three young adults, and 70 disciples in the age of Rome. The disciples in Romans 16, like Gaius. So God really prepared disciples to really be used for the sake of the world evangelization. Did they really stake their life just to revive their church? No, they because they knew that that's only Christ who can really solve all these fundamental problems. So when these disciples rising up, we could really stop the disasters in the age. The disaster need to be stopped. Why did God really raise up the disciples? In the gospel, because through us, through the disciples, all the disasters in the family line can be blocked. And the disasters in the region, disasters in the country, in the age, all these things will be really blocked. That's the flow of the Bible. And then really realizing it and being used for this will be the walk of faith. And then we really need to have the platform. Please pray for the platform. You go to all the nations and then make them into the disciples. Teach them the teaching, and then you really have to make them disciples. That's the reproduction. So you can just good, you can have the good walk of faith, and but you shouldn't stop there. You should really make sure that your offsprings will raise up also. After you died, then after you're gone, then make sure that the next generation will stand up. It's very important. In order to revive all the nations, then we should really have the gospelized, and then we should really have this gospelized platform. And then we can have the reproduction. This church, especially for the new believers, new family members, that all these individual people need to really be revived, and we can really pay attention to them. One person, one ministry. Even if you can really do well in the one ministry, then that's how the door of the evangelism can be opened. 70 disciples, then 70 doors will be opened. Now, Pastor, you kept talking about it. Pastor Liu, Reverend Liu, was really serving the church where the only elderly people gather and then who are fought all the time. But to these people, Pastor Liu really declared the world evangelization, Roman evangelization. Only to the grandmothers, each of them really went to dispatch to the field, and they spread the gospel. Then they spread the gospel letter. That's what they did. But now, in all over the world, there is the 300,000 people gathering and stood up in each nation. Yesterday you saw that all these local people are standing up. In Japan, if you hear the content of the prayer, that these elders from the Africa, the business people, and then core messages, all these presiders and the prayer, representative prayer, listen to the country. But those people who really say, people say that it's really hard to really to have the ministry, but these people really grab hold on to the flow of the headquarters, and they really pray for it. In the contrast, we are living in the developed country, but then we can, if we lose hold of the flow of the covenant, then that's very shameful things. If we think about it, this developing country, they may have the very bad, maybe bad connection of the internet and everything, but these people really grab hold onto the covenant and be in the flow of the covenant. Then we are really blessed, and it's really easy for us to have a meal. But we have a lot more complaints and whinings, more than the people who are living in the developing country. Disbeliefs, complaints, and you blame about people. Maybe all of us need to go to Africa, and you should really see the local people, what kind of life they're actually living. They have to walk more than 10 kilometers to just get some water. We are in the good apartment. So these people really live with all the livestock. Jesus is the Christ, that's what they really proclaim. Even if I'm poor and all that, I should really revive all these people. There are the disciples like that in the country. So it can be taking place in Africa. All of us are in Japan. We're living in the powerful nation, but what you are doing is that you just got stuck with your problem and make yourself happy and then just living happily. All these things are just that's what you are thinking, then that's how you age. And if you can't really do all the evangelism and the missionaries, then after all your life is gone, then you will have only regrets left. So you have to really renew yourself. We have to renew ourselves. And then we can really do it. We should have the field movement. Even if you don't have the movement, you really have to start praying for the ministry. Even just one place during the week, and then this physically, you can meet them, and then you can really proclaim the word of God, and they can really pray about themselves. Then their interest will be really proclaiming the God's word. So you will do with 70 disciples, 70 fields. Please try to do it. Then the flow of the headquarter, then the Japan can be in the flow. Then the church, this church can be in the flow of the headquarters message. Those who gather here on Sunday and Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And of course, it's such a blessing to have you all here. But you shouldn't be satisfied with that. When you raise up, and then that's when the darkness will be really crumbled down. Then all the church lay leaders need to stand up. So from today, you should really pray. Let us have the one ministry field. Let's take action. Taking action is the important. Listening is not that important. One person, one field. Because we should really have the 70 fields. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Through first service, thank you for giving us the blessing to from today. Let us have this one person, one ministry. Please open the door of the evangelism. Even now, 70 disciples, 70 fields. Let us raise it up and let us be the worker for that. 237, 5,000 disciples. 5,000 tribes to the remnants. Let us be able to imprint this covenant in them. And I believe that the covenant will start to be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.